This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've seen perhaps some of those ads from wireless companies, right? Extolling the virtues of our zippy 5G networked future. And that, in fact, the future is here? Well, it is. It's just not here. Compared to the rest of the world, according to one study, the U.S. ranks dead last in 5G speeds. And meanwhile, the country that is leading the world while investing billions in 5G infrastructure? Yeah, it's China. Marketplace's Scott Tong has the latest.
For years, a super-fast wireless world of 5G has been teased at industry trade shows as a coming attraction. At one conference a couple years ago, I tried this 5G virtual reality shooter game, playing against computer bad guys over a small, on-site 5G network. Didn't go well.
Oh, I see. They got me again.
The promise was that a real-world version of this 5G demo would someday let gamers play untethered, with no cables. But getting to this future requires wireless companies, like T-Mobile and Verizon, to invest billions in infrastructure, like new computer centers and signal transmitters called base stations. Now, American companies are installing those, but our future is China's present, says Roger Entner, founder of Recon Analytics.
By the end of the year, they will have about 600,000 base stations. That's more than probably the rest of the world combined.
For years, building out 5G has been a top priority of the Chinese government, and that priority has been elevated in the pandemic, as 5G uses have helped to fight COVID-19, says Earl Lum at the research firm EJL Wireless. For instance, contact tracing, which requires tracking every phone in a dense place.
One of the issues with current 4G technology is that there is a limit as to the number of sensors that you can have in a specific area.
Whereas 5G lets contact tracers monitor
essentially hundreds of thousands to millions of devices that could be supported in every what we call a cell.
China's 5G network also enables pandemic telemedicine. Here's Chinese state TV showing doctors diagnosing a rural patient 400 miles away.
Imaging technicians here in Chengdu are conducting remote CT scans on possible COVID-19 cases.
The doctors are working the machine remotely and watching the medical video in real time. Of course, ultra-fast wireless isn't just for medicine. Some game-changing app for consumers will come, predicts wireless analyst Will Townsend at More Insights and Strategy. He says Beijing wants to get there first.
The fear that I think every government around the world has is like, if we get beaten to the punch, is that other country going to be able to discover the next Uber and drive significant GDP?
For now, it's early for consumers in 5G, despite all the hype from the telecom companies. That's true even in China, where 5G phones are not yet in huge demand.
I think the color of the phone is more important than 4G or 5G.
That's David Lee, executive director of the Open Innovation Lab in Shenzhen. It's a major tech hub of 12 million people and the first Chinese city to be fully 5G. Lee says there's no guarantee that the first consumer killer app will come from China, but he does think Chinese consumers will be the first to buy 5G phones in large numbers, not because they need them, but because they're cheap.
By next year, $100 5G phone is probably going to be available. So in 3 years, everybody will be on 5G.
There is one big wild card in all of this, Huawei. The company makes equipment for China's 5G network, but the Trump administration deems Huawei a security threat, and it's blocking the company from buying critical semiconductors. Paul Triolo is with the Eurasia Group consultancy.
They've been cut off from their main manufacturer. So what they've done is to stockpile chips. So the question then is, how much have they stockpiled?
A hobbled Huawei could slow China's 5G march. For now, though, the country remains the world's early 5G adopter, betting that if it builds a network, a Chinese tech boom will follow. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.